boys and girls, in that portion of scripture that we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, I would especially draw your attention to this morning. Concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, none of you have seen the Lord Jesus through your eyes physically, nor have any of the adults. There's no one here who's ever saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He's never appeared in a physical manifestation. And yet we love him. And you love him too. And you don't only love him, you trust in him, you believe in him. You are looking to him, even though you can't see him. You're looking to him to forgive all your sins and to bring you to the heavenly glory. And perhaps you think that's a strange thing. How can you love someone you've never seen? How can you trust someone who you've never set eyes upon? But it is possible, even on earth, even people that you've never seen on earth, it's possible to love them and to know about them. And even more so the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's a living person, he's eternal, and he's present with us by his Holy Spirit, even though we don't see him. There are boys and girls who, whenever they were born, their mommy died, and they never saw their mommy. They never set eyes on their mommy, because she died giving them birth. And whenever those boys and girls grow up, you know what their daddy does? Their daddy tells them about mommy. Tells them what mommy was like. Tells them how good mommy was. How she died whenever she was giving birth to you. And they show pictures. And they maybe have letters that she wrote. And different things. And the boys and the girls who thus were without their mother, they grow up getting to know their mother. Through the letters, through what daddy tells, through what others tell, they get a wonderful picture of what she was like. And you know they love her, even though they never saw her. That's true. And we've never seen the Lord Jesus, but we're told plenty about him. We have the books that tell us about the Lord Jesus. There were faithful men who did see him and who wrote about him and wrote the truth about him. And we read those words and we study those words. And we get to know the Lord Jesus. And we believe those words. And you know, we begin to love him. And we begin to trust him. And we begin to follow him. He writes to us, you see. Even though we never saw him, he's written letters to us. He's written his word to us. And we learn about him through his word, even though we've never seen him. So you see how real it is. How Peter says it's so true. And what is more, though we don't see him, he touches our hearts. We feel him. He works in our souls. We feel him, even though we don't see him. I was reading the story of a man who came upon a young fella, and he was blind. The young fella couldn't see. He was born blind. And this young fella, you know what he was doing? He was flying a kite. And he was holding the string, and the kite was flying away up high in the sky. And the man come upon him, and he realized he was blind, and he was flying a kite. And he said to the young lad, how can you fly a kite? You can't see the kite. How can you do that? And what benefit do you get out of that? He just thought it was so unseemly and so impossible that a blind boy would fly a kite. But you know what the wee boy said? He says, I can't see it. But I can feel it tugging. It's tugging. I can feel it pulling. When the wind catches it, it pulls, and I can feel it pulling. And you know, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is like. We can't see him, but we're holding on to him. We're trusting him, and we feel him tugging. We feel him pulling at our heartstrings. We feel him speaking to our souls through the word. So you see how it's true. How every believer can say, amen, Peter, it's right. We haven't seen him, but we love him. I'm a believer in him. I'm a trust him. And boys and girls, I hope that you'll think about these words And I trust that you'll believe in them too. And the more you hear about him in the Sabbath school and in church, you'll get to know him and you'll love him and you'll feel him tugging at your heart. Have you never felt the Lord tugging at your heart? You need to say, Lord, let me feel you tugging at my heart. I need you to work in my heart. So may the Lord bless these few words to you boys and girls, and I appreciate the attention that you give, and I just pray for you now and commit you to God. Our Father, we thank thee so much for all these boys and girls. We thank thee for their attentiveness to thy word. We pray that the Holy Spirit may accompany it, and indeed truly that they may feel the tug of the Lord Jesus in their souls and hearts, and come to know and to trust him, and to love and follow him. And this will be to thy glory, to their good, and for our rejoicing. And we pray all in Christ's name. Amen.